Hey everyone, this is Tommy Smarts, and I'm so glad you're joining with us today. If you're part of the South Towns family or new, we would love to connect with you on our many social media platforms or our website. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by. We invite you to worship with us live. I hope today's message will encourage you and inspire you to draw closer to Jesus. Let's get to the message. The title of today's message is the beautiful, powerful name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha. We're talking about healing and wholeness this morning. We're talking about, you know, believing for a touch today, a supernatural touch. I want to read two passages, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, to help you understand the declaration of who God is. And so Exodus chapter 15, this is the story of the Israelites and Moses as he led them from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. And while in the wilderness for 3 days, it says that they couldn't drink, and they became angry and bitter and upset. And we pick it up here, and they were saying in verse 24, so the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Verse 25, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he had thrown it into the waters were made sweet. Again, God gives provision for his people. And so as the waters were made sweet, they were able to drink. Then he made them a statue. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance. There he tested them. And he said, if you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commands and keep his statutes, I will not afflict you with any disease which I have afflicted the Egyptians with. Here it is. For I am the Lord who what? Heals you. Heals you. Heals you. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the provision in your healing. Thank you for being known as Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we embrace it today. We embrace you. We embrace the move that you have for us. Let us put aside our natural ability to use our senses to try to decipher what's happening or not happening, what can or can't happen. But God, let us stand in faith and trust and hope in your words and in your promises of who you are and how you move. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may grab a seat. I love it. So here the Israelites are. They're been delivered from slavery that they've lived in and for generations, and they're moving to this promised land that God was going to give them, and they run into a roadblock, and they begin to murmur. They begin to murmur, but the way God is in their restlessness and their anger and their upset, they're thirsty and hungry, God shows provision. He makes a way for them, which is awesome. Max Lucado says this. He says, in their jubilation over liberation, it soon became frustration over dehydration. Yeah. Over their jubilation over being set free and their liberation all of a sudden became frustration because of their dehydration, because they couldn't drink. So they got angry at God. But God shows up and he makes a declarative statement. I will protect you from disease. I will protect you from sickness. I will watch over you. Keep my commands, my decrees. Pay attention to them. And I will bring you to a place because I am the Lord that heals. We jump to the New Testament, Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. I love this because Jesus makes a similar statement. See, Jesus in Luke chapter 4, these are what I'm going to do today. Let me tell you, I'm going to lay a foundation on Scripture, on the truth of the Scripture, and the promises of God about healing and who He is, because that's what we must anchor ourselves to. We don't anchor ourselves to a philosophy. We don't anchor ourselves to a man's teaching. We anchor ourselves to the Scripture and to the promise and to the character of who God is. A part of God's character is healer and redeemer. And so Jesus says this. He says, listen, the Father sent me. And he says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because Abba Daddy anointed me. The Father anointed me for a reason. And the reason is this. It's to preach the gospel. It's to heal the brokenhearted. What was he sent to do? To what? To heal the brokenhearted. He was sent to preach deliverance to those who were held captive, recovery to those who were blind, set liberty to those who were oppressed. So Jesus in Luke is saying, listen, in me is healing, in me is wholeness, in me is restoration, in me is healing. It's who I am. It's because I'm part of the Father. I'm part of the triune. I'm Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And in me, you find healing. You find those things that hold you, those chains, you'll find freedom from. You'll find liberty. He makes this declaration, two powerful statements, one from the Father, one from the Son, all regarding the same thing, healing. We see in these scriptures, we see the revelation of God's character, of what he can do and who he is. We see the promise of healing. We see the promise of wholeness. We see that Jehovah means the Lord, the existing one, to become known. That's what the word Jehovah means. It means that he's the Lord. And Rapha means to restore, to repair, to heal. So in his name tells you who he is. Remember, we're talking about the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there's authority. We talked about that last week, that you have authority because of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We don't fight principalities. We fight principalities of the darkness, of the spiritual realm. We're not always fighting flesh and blood. But Jesus gave us the authority to use his name to overcome those principalities, to release and to have victory. See, and it's in the name of Jehovah Rapha that we have healing and wholeness and restoration. God is declaring, he's saying, listen, I'm the God that heals. Healing is what I am. Now, some of you believe that. Some of you are thinking in your five senses right now because you've been praying for something and it hasn't happened yet. Oh, Pastor, now you're getting too close to me. No, because we've all been there. But we can't determine our healing based off of our five senses. What we see, what we feel, and what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. We base our healing off the promises of God, the Word of God, and we stand with our faith anchored to those promises and the character of who God is. I can't tell you, I don't have all the answers of why one person who's an amazing believer has been praying for healing and doesn't get healed. But what I can tell you is that we can't base God, if he can or can't heal, based off of something not happening at that moment you want it to happen. Because all I can do is say we live by faith. We stand on the truth of the scriptures. We don't stand by what's happening or not happening, what can happen. We stand on what God says will happen. Now listen. Now, this may take you to a different level. But what if we don't receive our physical healing here? Then I receive my physical healing when I stand before Jesus himself. Because I know when I'm in heaven, I'm made complete and whole. But it doesn't stop me from believing for a healing here in my realm of life right now. It's by faith that I believe that I will be healed and set free. It's my trust in the scripture. It's my belief in the character of who God, Jehovah Rapha, I serve you and you alone. Y'all think you're going to come this morning and get like a different type of message? I believe for healing. The altars were filled this morning after service. People by faith stepped out of their pews and made their way to the altar. And by faith, we prayed a prayer of faith, of healing and wholeness and restoration, because that's the God you and I serve. And so here, he's telling us in the Old Testament and New Testament, throughout Scripture, that I am healing is what I am. Healing is what I do. I am the God that heals. When you look through the Old Testament, you see how God healed through prayer. He healed through the prophets of laying on of hands. You see how God healed through just a sovereign move. When he just merely chose to move, he moved and healing came. It's all in the Word. It's what we study. It's our manual for life. And he's not limited to one method. This is what happens in church. I'm going to be honest today. It's not limited to one method. So we think because we stood at a certain place and we prayed a certain prayer and we anointed oil in a certain way, that that's the only way we're going to receive our healing. No, God uses a multitude of ways to bring wholeness to our bodies. God, you know, some of this may shake some people. God will use a doctor to bring healing to your body. If God created the heavens and the earth, God can use a doctor, can he? Let me tell you a story of a good friend of mine. His name is Pastor Bill Flick. Some of you may know Pastor Bill. His wife sent me a video a couple weeks ago of her standing in Roswell ringing the bell that she is completely cancer-free. They pray, they fast, they read the word, they go to church, they worship, they do all these things. And through the whole process, they were praying for healing and wholeness to her body. And through a process of what needed to be done, she now stands and lives and breathes completely whole. So God uses a multitude of methods. One of our congregants in the first service a year ago, you might have heard me say this before, she had a doctor's report. She had issues with the lining of her heart. Her blood pressure was sky high, a young mother. And so all of a sudden, COVID hits. Her blood pressure's this, her body's this, her heart's that. And she made a determination that I will read the word and pray more than ever. I'm going to chew on this because in here I will find what I need for healing and wholeness. Fast forward to a few months ago. She comes down with tears in her eyes on a Sunday morning and says, Pastor, I need to talk to you. She goes, I got a report this week. The doctor can't find anything with my heart anymore. It's gone. My blood pressure is coming down. She read the scripture, she read the healing scripture, she prayed the scripture, she appropriated the power in the name of Jesus. She was worshiping and loving on God, Jehovah Rapha, the God that healed thee. See, in the Old Testament, you see lepers healed, you see dead raised, you see various types of healings from body parts being amended to mass healings of complete families. And then we jump to the New Testament. And then Jesus begins his ministry. Y'all with me? I'm building the foundation. You with me? Building your faith. I'm encouraging you because we're going to pray here soon. So then we go to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who was sent with a mission. He came for a reason. He didn't just show up to hang out with everybody and, you know, backpack Israel, okay? It wasn't his mission. His mission was to make a way. His mission was to, you know, be the forerunner, to talk about Abba Father, to lead people to a relationship with the Father, but ultimately die for the reconciliation of the brokenness between mankind and God. And so Jesus shows up on the scene. He is water baptized. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, and his ministry begins. And his ministry was of revealing who the Father was and the will of the Father and restoring lives. That's it, his ministry in a nutshell. And so we see what Jesus begins to do in his ministry. He merely speaks a word and lives are restored. He looks at the man on a mat who's paralyzed and he looks at him and he says, pick up your mat and walk. And the man picks up his mat and he's healed and he walks. He actually wasn't even, he would physically touch people. Scripture talks of Peter's mother-in-law touches the hand, she's fever's broken. Jesus healed without even touching somebody, but somebody touching his garment. And a massive crowd of people pushing all over him. He stops and says, who touched me? Anyone watch the basketball game last night? Any basketball fans in the house? Anyone watch the basketball game? Milwaukee? Yeah, go Bucks, right? What my wife and I said was like, look at all those people. It was like this in the stands. The arena in New York totally sold out. And then they showed Milwaukee where it was like you couldn't squeeze a piece of paper between some people. Now picture a crowd like that, because that's what would happen when Jesus would show up at places. And he's walking through this crowd, and all of a sudden he stops. He's like, hey, who touched me? See, you know what she says? She says, I don't need him to touch me. I don't need him to speak a word to me. I don't need him to look at me. I don't need him to breathe on me. I just need to touch some part of him in any way, shape, or form. Clothing, body, what? And she just touches the hem of his garment. The hem. Oh, let me just touch a little hem right here. little fingerprint right here. This is it. This is it right here. Touches the hem of the garment. And he goes, virtue left me. Who did it? It was me. She was healed. The years of continual bleeding stopped. All the money that was spent, all the doctors that were seen could do nothing for her. The simple touch brought healing. See, Jesus would also used his spit to bring healing. Now, I'm not going to spit on anybody today. I love you too much as your pastor. I will not spit. But he spit in the eyes, and the eyes were opened. He spit on the ground and the dust and the dirt, and he put it together as clay. And the Bible says he put the clay then on other eyes, and eyes and sight were brought back together. He actually got to the point where he took his fingers and put them in a deaf man's ears. Now, in doing that, healing came. I don't know if he wet woolied them first and then did it, or I don't know that. I wasn't there. Would have been kind of cool and kind of freaked the dude out, right? He wasn't able to hear yet, but he could probably sense the wetness of his fingers. Oh, you all pretend like you've never done that before. If you had a brother or sister, it's been done to you, or you've done it to them. But that's what Jesus did. He healed just being physically present. We sing a song, when you walked into the room, everything changes. He healed. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. By his stripes we're healed. See, once again, healing is that gift from God that not only benefits the physical, but also benefits the spirit man in us. It benefits both. See, the areas of life that we need to touch today in are these areas. The areas of sin and the effects of sin in our lives. See, because sin came in the fall of the garden, and with sin came in sickness and disease. It was because of man's disobedience and rebellion against God that all of a sudden the devil's activity began to run rampant in the world. But because Jesus bore and was wounded for the transgressions, bruised for the inequities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, it's by his stripes that we're physically healed, but it's by his stripes we're also spiritually healed and brought back. Study it out. The scripture declares this. I'm not making this up. See, it's the area of physical sickness and infirmity that we can be healed and restored by and in Christ. It's the area of mental affliction or spiritual fatigue. Last week I asked you who's battle fatigue, because it's been a long few months, right? Many of us raised our hand. And we said, well, we have the authority to battle what's coming at you in the name of Jesus, to walk in victory, to have the fatigue turn into energy, to have the fatigue removed, and you walk in with excitement and all those things needed. Well, there's healing for spiritual fatigue. There's healing for battle fatigue. Psalm 23:3 talks about how he restores our soul. The area of emotional brokenheartedness. Relational brokenness. In Christ, there's healing and restoration. See, in Christ, in Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee, those who suffer and are crippled by fear and anxiety and worry, there's healing. Because the Bible says in John 14, peace I leave you, don't be troubled or afraid. In Christ, there's healing. Luke 4 talks about bondages and being set free of bondage and those things that hold us captive. And so addiction and bondage can be broken in the name of Jesus, can be healed, the cravings removed by the power of the blood. Do you even know that God says that he can heal our land? Did you know that? See, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will pray, will turn from their wicked ways, there's a part on us. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? If we would humble ourselves, if we would turn from, if we would pray, what does it say? Oh, there it is. And seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So not only is it spiritual, not only is it physical, but we're even getting to the realms of how God can heal. How many of us believe the U.S. needs a healing? How many of us believe the world needs a healing? We don't need just a citywide revival. We don't need a suburban, rural revival. We need a worldwide revival. Because the world, yeah, because the world was created by God himself. It's his. And everything in it and above it and under it is his. So there's healing there. And so as we seek the Lord for this touch, let us understand and let me encourage you, do not allow our five senses to hinder our ability to believe or receive the healing. Many times we believe what our senses are telling us over the word. Well, I don't see it happening, so therefore God doesn't heal. So I've allowed the sense of sight to affect my faith. Let me give you this one, because this is a good one. You walk in here on Sunday morning and you see our worship pastor Christian and maybe one other person or other two are on vacation. You don't see a full team and you're like, is worship really going to be good and anointed? Yeah. Because you don't need an instrument. You don't need anything. You just need a person that's willing to do what God's asked them to do. And you were so blessed this morning, right? But your eyesight, why? Because we see on YouTube and these other things, we see worship teams. Our worship teams are going to get big. We're praying for a drummer, for a keyboard player. We're going to grow. God's going to do a thing. But we're so used to seeing, unless there's 452 people on the platform, it can't be anointed. No, that's not how God works. So we let our senses determine how it's going to be. Can't do that. Can't allow our senses to determine if God's going to heal or not heal. We got to stand by faith. And many times we do that. And we need to understand that the problem is that our senses belong to the natural man. They belong to the natural man, and they're given to us to use in the things of the world. See, it's the spirit man that's renewed that gives us the discernment and the ability. It's the Holy Spirit moving in us. So we have to be more in that realm of things, and not so much on the touchy-feely to determine if God's going to move. Because we have to stand on those promises. Let me say this to you. Physical sensations should never be a good reason to doubt the fulfillment of God's word or God's promises. Y'all need to write that down. Write that down. You need to write that down. I'm being honest, because we've all been there. Physical sensations should never be a good reason to doubt the fulfillment of any divine promise or word from God. Because what if you're just in a bad mood? Your bad mood has now discredited if God can move or not move. Think about that. So, as we look for healing, as we look for wholeness in God through Jesus, as we continue to hold steadfast to our faith and our hope and our trust in him, while getting rid of the uncertainty of the doubt and the disbelief in regards to can God heal and does God heal, it's who he is. It has not changed from the foundation of time. Yes, he does. Well, what we must do is we must hold on to the scripture and the promises and the declarations of who he is in regarding the healing. We have to put those seeds in us. See, the scripture is so important because the scripture tells us about the healing power of God. See, the scripture says that the Lord will sustain us and restore us from our bed of illness. The scripture says that he forgives all our sins and heals our diseases. The scripture says that he sent his word and his word healed them. This is what the scripture declares. This is what the scripture is saying. So this is what I stand on. I don't stand on someone looking at me and say, you know, Pastor, yeah, no, God doesn't heal. No. Show me where he doesn't heal. Show me in his word. Not on Facebook, not on Twitter, not on... Show me in the Word of God where he says, I am no longer a healing God. Show me. You cannot find it. Why? Because it says, his Word, he sent his Word and his Word healed them. It delivered them. He forgives their sins and their diseases. I can go on. That he bore the sins and the transgressions in 1 Peter. And it says, because of that and because of the stripes on his back, you are healed. God said that I am God, I am the God that healeth thee. This is what the scripture says. What homework? Homework. I feel like a teacher. We've got all these teachers in our congregation. I feel like a teacher. Right? Here's your homework. You want to go home? You want to pull? Not when I'm preaching. Not do this. Do not do this right now. You want to go home? You want to get on BibleGateway.com, or you want to get on your Bible app and you want to go to the search button, and you want to put healed, the word healed, and hit return. And watch all the scriptures that come up about healing and how God can heal and restore. That's what you stand on. Don't stand on Billy Bob, who lives four streets over, who's just angry about everything, and because you're talking and living and stepping in faith, and he's going to try to talk you out of something that you're anchored to. Don't go by that. Go by what the Word says. Because the promises in the Word of God are yes and amen. They do not return void. And God is the healer. And so listen to what Proverbs 4:20 says. My son, attend to my words. Incline your... Did you hear what I just said? My son, my daughters, my children. Now, I added daughters and children because it's trying to encompass the whole thing. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Ready? And health to their bodies. It's another scripture to stand on. Another scripture to stand on. See, it's his word. It's his promises. It's the declaration of who he is. It's the redemptive names. It's all that we stand on. And so we have to get the word. The word is the seed. The promises are the seeds. And we got to plant them within us. How many of you know that if you hold seeds out here, they won't grow, right? Now listen, I told you, I am fully certified now a gardener. Totally. I was watering yesterday. My pepper plants are looking amazing. I got a little couple peppers coming out. But let me tell you this. If I was still holding those seeds in my hand today, they wouldn't look as good as they do in the ground in my backyard. Why? Because they have to be planted somewhere. If I'm only holding the word out here and the promises and the scriptures of declaring that God is a healer and restorer, if they are only in the from cover to back cover and never opened up and never read and never deposited in here, not just here, in here, deep within the spirit, we're renewing of the mind, but we're dropping them in. If they're not in here, they're not going to grow. They're not going to flourish. And so we have to drop the seeds into us, because seeds are powerless unless they're planted. They don't do anything. So we plant the word and the seeds of the word and the promises within us. And then we go to the Lord in faith, in trust, hoping, believing, standing firm, steadfast in the battle, because if we're looking for healing, and there's a battle raging, because you know when we need something to that degree, we get discouraged, right? It plays tricks on our minds, right? You know that. Just being honest, we get frustrated. We ask the questions: God, do you love me? God, do you care? Y'all never done that before? I have. But you know where I keep going back to? The word, the seed. that is in here and in here. Though I may not see it now, God, though my shoulder may still hurt, which it does not hurt as much as it did 2 days ago, it's healing. And I'm praying, and I'm believing. Though it's not fully where it needs to be, God, I still believe you're healing and restoring it. And I seek you for it. Go back to the Word. Lord, you said it. You set your Word and it heals. Your promises declare who you are. Christian, you can come up. There's power in that. Jehovah Rapha. Y'all with me so far? Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. God's declaring, I am the one who heals. Jehovah, the Lord, the existing one. Rapha, to restore, to repair, to heal, to make whole. He has healed. That's what it means. So when we put it together, I am the God who heals and restores. That's who we've been worshiping all day today. We haven't been worshiping a man, a place. We haven't been worshiping the worship. We've come to worship Jesus. We've come to worship God Almighty. That's who we worship. And all week long, we've been praying. I know Christians have been praying for a mighty move of God today on Father's Day 2021. Because many of us may need a healing. We may need a touch. We may need a move of God in that dimension. I see Carol sitting with us today. It's been a journey of praying, believing, watching service, speaking the scriptures over your life. When they're telling you one thing, you're standing here and look at your church today. My friend Justin, for weeks now, we've been praying and talking on the phone. Doctors not knowing what's going on, but we're praying healing and wholeness, and here he is today. Weeks in the hospital, you've been praying with us. We've been praying at church, and here he is now. It's the God we serve. Maybe you have something. Well, let me go through the list one more time. It could be more. Maybe there's a healing because of the sin and the effects of it that we've allowed to creep in and overcome us. In Christ, there's healing. Maybe there's a physical ailment or infirmity. In Christ, in Jehovah Rapha, God, the healer, there's healing. Maybe there's something going on, there's a mental affliction. And we don't take any of these lightly. Not one of these are lightly taken. Maybe there's a person in the house today battling spiritual fatigue. You're just exhausted. You're contemplating even just walking away from that relationship. You're just burned out. You don't know. You're up from down, left from right. Maybe there's someone in the house today or watching online that has had an emotional breakdown or a relational breakdown. Maybe there's someone here watching that's full of anxiety, fear, doubt, worry, concern is overtaking you. You're just a ball of tension all the time. Jesus says, peace I give you. Maybe someone here has been battling an addiction. And no matter how hard you tried, it just seems to always creep up and grab a hold of you. When Christ, that chain can be broken. And as a church, let us be the forerunners of bringing healing to our land. Let us be the example of those who would sit and gather and pray for our land and declare the healing scriptures over our land. Let's not wait for someone else to say, hey, let them do it. No, let us begin to do it as a body of believers. But that's what we have in Christ. Don't be discouraged. Let me give you a testimony here that should encourage you. I hope would encourage you. Pastor Shirley and Bishop Tom, they They always want to know what I'm preaching on before I preach it. It's a mother and father thing, I think. And I always ask, then I always like tell them, like, is it okay if I preach that on Sunday? I am 52 now. Can I do it? I said, Mom, I'm preaching on healing. We're talking about the names of Jesus. We're talking the power of Jesus and what's in a name. And there's healing in the name. And if you know the story of my parents, the past 3 years have been a nightmare. It's no secret they walk with a walker on certain days. 3 strokes, a liver transplant, a broken neck, and surgery on her neck and lower back out, and there's good days and bad days. But one thing I've never heard either one of them say is that God cannot heal me. They keep saying, God will heal me. I will walk without this walker. I will drive without pain. I will do this. I will do that. See, they've anchored their faith in the seed. They've anchored their hope and their trust in the promise and in the character of who God is. And that's where the answer lies for wholeness and restoration, in Jesus, in the Father, no other place. Now, God can use other things. I'm not saying that, so hear how I say it. That's where we start today with. So I want to pray for you as we get ready to start wrapping this service up today. Maybe you have an affliction of some sort, or maybe you need a healing touch of the manifested hand of God upon your life. Now I'm going to challenge you today. We haven't done this in a long time, but I'm going to ask you by faith to step out of your pew and just stretch out and walk to the altar. Distance yourself out, walk to the altar. I'm going to pray from the altar today. Pray from up here over you. But I want to pray a prayer of healing over you. I want to pray what we've been talking about over you today. So let's stand to our feet. And we're going to begin to worship. And Christian's going to lead us in a song. But if you need prayer for an affliction, just make your way down. Spread out. Don't stand on top of each other. Give yourself the distance needed. But I want to pray for you for that healing. Let me say this. I had to say it at the first service. I'm sensing it in my spirit, man. Do not let the person next to you hold you back from coming forward. Okay? Anyone else? Anyone else? Go ahead. Let's just worship for just a few moments, a few minutes.
You walk into the room, everything changes, darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. We worship you. We love you, Savior. We love you. And we'll never stop. We can't live without you, Jesus. We love you, can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus. Jesus, You walk into the room, rich sickness starts to vanish, every hopeless situation ceases to exist. When you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, 'cause there's resurrection life in all you do. We love you, sing. We love you. And we'll never stop. We can't live without you, Jesus. We love you. Can't get enough.
Jehovah Rapha, the God that healed thee, we come to you today. We come to you, Lord, on behalf of healing and wholeness. Lord, you declare throughout your word that you come to restore. Father, we stand in the midst of your presence. We've gathered. We know where two or more are gathered, you're in our midst, and we stand here today, God, asking for a collision of the heavens to the earth, asking for a supernatural outpouring of your healing hand to touch our bodies, to touch our minds, to heal relationships. Father, whatever the sickness is, whatever the healing area that is needing a touch today, Father, we come to you and we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, to begin to release that healing into those areas. Lord, we understand that throughout the word, people may have been healed instantaneously, or there may have been a progression as we saw the lepers as they went. And as they went, the healing came. God, whatever way, whatever method, whatever design that you have to bring wholeness to your people, Father, we accept it this day. We receive it this day by faith in you and you alone. Father, I appropriate the healing name of Jesus over us this day. Father, those who are dealing from the effects of sin and those who have walked away and have come back, you've brought restoration, Father. We pray for the healing in that area. Father, I pray for the physical fatigue. I pray for the mental fatigue. I pray for the spiritual fatigueness of people, that healing and wholeness would come. Father, those who are consumed with fear and anxiety and pressures of life and doubt that has tried to creep in, Father, we declare healing and wholeness to that area of our lives. Father, to those dead areas in our bodies, I declare life. To those broken areas, I declare life and fullness and health. Father, whatever it may be, today we ask you, Son of David, have mercy on us. The blind man cried, Son of David, have mercy on us. But you said to him, what do you want from me? And so now, God, and as we stand here, and I'm going to encourage you where you're at around this altar, Jesus asked, what do you want? And he told him, I want sight. And he told Jesus he wanted sight. So where you stand right now, tell the Lord what you need. Lord, I need healing here. Go ahead, tell him. Begin to tell him what it is you need healing for. Tell him. Say, Lord, heal this, restore that, move this way. Father, we thank you. Thank you that your Son said this, that he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, sent to deliver those who are captive, recovery to those who are blind, liberty to those who are oppressed, physical, emotional, spiritual, relational. He came to bring freedom. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So God, this morning we seek you for that healing. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Why don't you give the Lord a hand clap this morning? Hallelujah. All right. Right where you're at, I just have one announcement before I dismiss you. This Saturday is we've linked up with the Food Bank of Western New York to feed Western New York, Feed More Western New York, I believe it's called. And so 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to be collecting food. We sent about 1,300 or so flyers to local homes in our Lakeview community to drop off non-perishable items. We're believing for a big turnout. A lot of you have signed up. If you haven't signed up, just give the office a call or shoot me an email. I'll get you on the list. I'm asking you to be here about 8:30. This way when they start coming in, because we're going to have to move food in different areas, and we don't know how big it's going to be or how small, but we're believing for a great, great day of being able to make a difference in our community. And so if you're free and you want to be a part of that, I encourage you to come down and come on out Sunday or Saturday afternoon to help us out and just love in our community, you know, let them know that we care. And so that's our one announcement this morning. And so, we also have a barbecue on the 9th. From noon till 6 p.m. It's a drive-through again. Chavetta's will be here. So let's take our offering on our way out this morning. Were you blessed this morning? Yeah. Did you build that foundation to stand on for healing and wholeness, right? So let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time of offering. Lord, we're not going to stop worshiping. Even on the way out, we're going to worship you through the giving of our tithes and offerings. Father, I just pray a blessing upon it this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Have a great day today. We'll see you during the week, Saturday or next Sunday. God bless.